The special call at the Battle Creek College. I have now spoken to the helpers, nursing class, and physicians 5 times during the week of prayer, and I am sure my talks are appreciated. I have spoken in the college 2 times. Last Thursday, Professor Prescott wished me to come over there. I went and prayed and spoke to the large chapel filled with students. I had much freedom in speaking and in presenting before them the goodness and mercy of God and the great condescension and sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the heavenly reward purchased for us, the last final victory, and what a privilege it is to be Christians. Professor Prescott arose and attempted to speak, but his heart was full and he did not utter a word for 5 minutes, but stood weeping before the people. Then he said a few words, "I am glad that I am a Christian." He talked for about 5 minutes, then he gave liberty for all to speak. Many testimonies were born, but it seemed to me that there must be a company reached that we had not yet succeeded in reaching. We called all to come forward who felt that they were unready for Christ's coming and had not an evidence of their acceptance with God. I thought the whole house was in motion. We then gave opportunity for all to express their feelings, but we had after a little another season of prayer and the blessing of the Lord seemed to reach hearts. Then we separated into divisions and continued the work for 2 hours longer, and the Lord's Spirit came into the meeting in a remarkable manner. Several of those who had known nothing of a religious faith, unbelievers from the world, have obtained a genuine experience in the religious life. And the work is going deeper and deeper. The Lord is at work and will work, as fast as we prepare the way for Him that He can safely reveal His power in our behalf. Letter 75, 1888.